Hello there. Am I speaking with Theodore?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
50 years.
50 years. Wow. Okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade, sir?
Bricklayer and stonemason.
Stonemason? Okay.
And bricklayer.
Okay. On the lot job that you work on, were you an improver, finisher, or helper, apprentice, journeyman, level mechanic, or a foreman?
Journeyman.
Journeyman. Thank you, sir. Are you currently working at the trade?
I'm retired.
Okay, very well. Well, next few questions are for someone who is still working. So, you know, they might sound a little confusing, but please tell me as much as you can. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 1 month in your craft? 0 weeks, 1 to 4 weeks, 5 to 12, 13 to 20, or 21? Weeks and
well, being I've been retired for every 5 years in November, it's been a while.
All right. So, you have, very well, it's been a while. So, you have not been looking for a job in the last 12 months, I suppose.
That is correct.
Could I enter zero as the answer, sir? Because I cannot choose the answer for you.
Zero.
Zero, okay. Have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
None.
No. In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
No, thank you. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I'd say about the same.
Same? Okay, thank you, sir. And let's talk about union construction projects. Do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I'd say there's more.
More union, okay. And do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
From what I'm hearing at the meetings, no.
No, not enough. Oh, okay. And have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Yes, you have. Okay, thank you, sir. Moving on fast. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be less unemployment than now? About the same or more unemployment than now?
In the next 12 months?
Yes, sir.
I would say less.
Less unemployment. Okay, that's wonderful. We all hope that. Looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next two to three years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
You have to repeat that.
Looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I don't have a crystal ball. I couldn't say.
Don't know?
Don't know.
All right. That's a fair answer, sir. But I had to get it from you. I can know that, you know, just choose to know out of the blue. Switching gears a bit, thinking about the works on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat and cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust and air quality, or have no real safety concerns?
Go through that list again. What was number 1 and 2?
Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat and cold, falling objects, fall risk, the COVID-19, dust, and air quality, or no real concerns?
I would say right now, I mean, I haven't been out there in a while, but I'd say probably fall protection would be one of the
heat and cold.
Biggest. Yeah, heat and cold and fall protection.
All right. I only can choose one. So do you want to go with heat and cold or fall protection?
Let's go with fall protection.
Very well. Let me get back there. Fall risk. Okay.
Yes
or no? Fall risk. Okay. Yes or no? Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yeah.
All right. Was that in person or online?
In person.
In person. Very well. Union man. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Like, the first one is picketing. Have you participated in any picketing in the last 12 months?
No, we have not been on strike.
All right. Yes, it's just part of the service, sir. Any political canvassing in the last 12 months?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
No, okay. Moving on quickly. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union represent the business, the project that you work on? You work on regularly, occasionally, or never?
Repeat the question again for me.
Yes, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Well, I haven't been on any projects in the last 12 months, so.
When you were active.
Occasionally.
Occasionally, okay. Okay, changing subject to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from the one you most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Print or online newspapers, the internet or social media, radio, local TV news programming, cable news, or friends and neighbors. Which one do you consider your main source of news that you get your news from?
Go through the list again.
Yes, sir. You're not a problem. Print or online newspapers, the internet or social media, radio, local TV news programming, cable news, or friends and neighbors?
I'd say probably internet and then local news.
Okay, internet and local news. Yeah, we're just trying to get them in order. From the one you use the most to the one you use the least. So,
yeah.
Okay, so it's local TV news programming. After local TV news programming, which one do you think we will follow? Print or online newspapers, radio, cable news, or friends and neighbors?
Probably radio.
Radio, okay. Yes, sir?
Friends and neighbors.
Friends and neighbors. And one more, print or newspapers. Or cable news?
Probably, I don't get a paper, and I don't have cable, so I guess just whichever one, let's see.
Yeah, I cannot choose it for you. You have to tell me.
Probably paper.
Paper, and the last one would be cable, since you don't have cable service.
Correct.
Very well. Let's move on. This one is kind of tricky. Okay. Which of the following issues matters the most to you right now? Could it be healthcare, the environment, immigration, foreign policy, education, support for labor unions, jobs and the economy, or something else? Which one of those issues matters most to you right now?
Okay, go through the list again.
Yes, sir. Jobs and the economy, healthcare, the environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, support for labor unions, or something else?
I'd say probably immigration.
Immigration, that's a big issue. Very well, moving on. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of the Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction work projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yes.
Have you heard a lot about it? Some about it or a little about it?
Probably a lot about it.
A lot about it. Very well. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Very important. Thank you, sir. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Not sure.
Don't know?
Don't know.
Don't know. Very well. I need to hear from your own voice so I can answer it. See, I cannot choose the answer for you. Thank you, sir. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, as also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
Boy, that's a tough one.
Yes, it is.
I know when I see the price of vehicles, they're already out of the price range of most Americans. I don't see how they can hardly ask for more money when you can't pay for the vehicles now.
Correct. I understand. So let me tell you the choices I have available, so you know probably it would be easier for you. If you support the United Auto Workers much more or somewhat more, or do you support GM for Stellantis somewhat more or much more?
I would say there's four choices.
Yes, it's either you support United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis. And I would like to know if you support them somewhat more or much more, either way.
I would probably support the UAW somewhat.
Somewhat support the United Auto Workers. Would that be correct, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Moving on. Please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall, do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly, sir, or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay. So please tell me if you disapprove or approve strongly or somewhat. The job Joe Biden has done on the economy, approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly? Okay. And the job Biden has done on immigration?
Strongly disapprove.
The job that Joe Biden has done on health care?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. The job that Joe Biden has done on foreign affairs?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. One more. The job Joe Biden has done on support for labor unions.
Let's see. I'm trying to think.
Some approve or disapprove?
I would say somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Okay, that's fair enough. Moving on, sir. Almost done. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove.
Strongly? Or
strongly.
Somewhat? Strongly, okay. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Yes. And I know it's a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Almost certain to vote, probably will vote. Chances are 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
Strongly for voting.
Almost certain to vote. Would that be correct?
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Probably vote for Trump.
Trump. All right. Moving on. Almost done. Do you find it useful to receive information about your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Do you find it useful, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, thank you, sir. Turning back to the BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union poor, just, fair, good, or excellent?
Yeah, see, well, they have just changed this year. Come in and changed a bunch of stuff, and I don't think it's good for the local.
Yeah, we're talking about your local union right now.
Yeah. Well, basically, we don't have a local anymore. A local. We have a chapter, which.
Okay. So it covers a wider area. Okay. So how would you rate the effectiveness of that local union, though? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd say fair.
Fair, okay, just fair. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Well, from what I've seen around here, probably poor.
Poor, all right. And how, I need you in your own words to give me an answer for this question. How could the union best improve its representation and service? In a few words, as you can, sir.
Repeat the question, please.
Yeah, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
By having more incentives to entice younger people to come into the trade.
Okay, incentives to draw more people into a trade.
Correct.
Just give me 1 second. I'm trying to enter that information as close to your expression as I can. Okay, I don't know if this is good enough, sir. Let me read it to you. I think they should have more incentive to draw more new people into the trade. Is that close enough, or?
Yes, or you can put young people because.
Okay, new. Okay, more young people instead of new. Very well.
Yeah.
Correct. We need the next generation to take over things, right? Very well. Okay, I think they should have more incentive to draw more young people into the trade. Is that better?
Correct.
Thank you, sir. And one more. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on, in your opinion?
Boy, that's a good question.
Something that they need to improve on, in your opinion.
Let's see, how do I want to say, I guess visibility to the general public.
Okay, so they probably need to work on improving disability benefits. Is that what you're saying?
Well, not so much that. It's their visibility to the community to show that they are alive.
I'm sorry, I misheard you. You said visibility. I heard disability. So you think they should be more in touch with the community? Is that it?
Yes, more visible. Right.
More visible. I think. Okay. They. More visible. Okay. In the community.
Yeah.
I think they should be more visible in the community, meaning that they should be more in touch with the community, I suppose. Is that what you're saying?
Right, and be more visible to have people aware that bricklayers union are out there, and that it is a respectable trade.
Have more people be aware of the bricklayer. Have more people be aware.
And it's an honorable trade.
Okay, let me enter it, and I will run it by you, so you tell me if that is close enough. See? I think they should be more visible in the community and have more people be aware that the bricklaying is a respectable trade. Is that close enough?
Yeah. Replace the word respectable and put in honorable trade.
Honorable. Not a problem, sir. That's why I wanted to run by you, because I want to represent you thinking as close as I can. Honorable.
Yes.
Okay. Let me read it back to you again. I think they should be more visible in the community and have more people be aware that bricklaying is an honorable trade. That's close enough, sir?
That sounds good.
All right. Let's move on. Almost done, sir. I won't take no more of just a few minutes of your time. What is your preferred way to receiving information from your union? Union meetings, email, mail, text, or job site?
I would say probably union meeting and text.
Union meetings?
Yeah.
All right. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BSP? Never, once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or more times a year?
Let's see. I'd say pretty rarely.
Once a year, perhaps? Or a couple
yeah,
of times
maybe.
A year?
Yeah.
Once a year. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. I cannot choose the answer for you. That's why I'm asking.
Right.
All right. Thank you. I would like to ask you a few questions for the statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Independent.
Independent. Thank you. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or Republican Party?
I'd say probably closer to a Republican.
Republican, all right. Just to make sure we have a representative sample, just two more questions. Just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race, please?
68.
No, your race. Caucasian, African-American, Latino, Asian, Native-American?
Caucasian.
Caucasian, thank you, sir. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Ted.
Thank you, sir. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your valuable time and your participation. Have a wonderful night. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good night, sir.